Couple of preseason games in the books. One of the standouts so far has been a defensive tackle that just was added to the roster after training camp began. And he's been around the National Football League for a while. Landon Cohen joins us live on the line right now. Landon, good evening. Thank you for being on the air with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, man. How you doing tonight?
Okay. Tell me the story how you wound up here in Buffalo. The Bills were one day into training camp. They had one practice under their belt, and all of a sudden you show up. How did that go down?
Well, actually, I've been preparing all summer for a call. Usually, that's what happens when you've been around a while. They'll give guys shots during camp and mini camp and all that thing. So I've been expecting the call. Didn't know from who or for what. So I just did my yoga, my Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and kind of ran my valet company until that day came. And I was had an event that night that they called, so I couldn't come in until the next morning. But you know, I came in and was ready to go.
The Bills are your sixth NFL team, right? You were with the Lions, Jacksonville, the Patriots, Dallas, the Bears last year, and now the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I've been a bunch of different places in my time, you know. It's all about just figuring out how to work.
Yeah, six teams in about 7 years. What were you confident that you were going to get the call? Because you're pretty deep into the offseason, into preseason, without a team.
I never really worry about stuff like that. I think with defensive linemen, if you're a bigger guy and you can run, you always get a shot when it's when someone needs D linemen to come in. As long as you're young and you keep your resume good and you stay in shape, you'll be fine.
And when you talked about your off season, there are three different things I got to ask you there about. First of all, the yoga. Tell me about the yoga, how you got started on it, and how you use it to get ready to play football.
Yeah, well, I've been doing specifically Bikram yoga for about 5 years now. And it's 110 degrees in the room. And I really use that for the focus part of it because you can focus in so much that you don't even feel the heat. So nothing else matters. It's just you and your mat. You have to look at yourself in the mirror the whole time. So that gets kind of strange at times. But that's just the focus part of it.
When did you get started with yoga?
I got started with yoga about 5 years ago. So I've been doing that now for a while, and it just, like I said, it's one of those things where you just have to be determined to stay in the room. Like, that's one of the rules of Bikram, that you don't leave the room. So you get to the point sometimes where you feel like you don't know if you're going to make it out of the room, but you just find some determination to stay in.
So if you survive that, a session in Bikram yoga, I would imagine being out on the field on a hot day, even like yesterday, doesn't bother you at all.
Not too much. It's still a bit different because you're doing more slow movements, and, you know, your heart, you figure out ways to lower your heart rate, raise your heart rate whenever you want to in the yoga room. So that helps on the football field, but it's nothing like 350-pound men in a goal line series landing on your back.
Yeah. All right. Brazilian jiu-jitsu. What's that all about, Landon? How long you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about 6 months. I took that up. I started in January as soon as the off season. We kicked off from Chicago last year. And I really went in just to do the boxing part of it, like the MMA side. Uh-huh. And I went to the room one day. I got on the mat, and this guy at about 165 pounds got me in a chokehold that I couldn't get out of in about 30 seconds. So I got kind of addicted to it. Just figured out different ways to compete. And it's crazy, just because it doesn't matter how big or how strong or how athletic you are. Guys who know what they're doing, they could whoop you just like that. So I kind of fell in love with actually getting beat. Made me want to come back and continue to do it.
And how do those skills, if at all, translate to the football field, Landon?
It's a lot of leverage and kind of a mind game that goes into it. So it's all about the setup in jiu-jitsu. So jiu-jitsu is mostly on the ground, and as a football player, you try not to be on the ground unless you're making a tackle. So it doesn't really translate that way, but it is a tough, tough, tough sport. Like, you know, you'll get choked, and you have to, you can tap to it, or you can try to find a way to get out of it. So just imagine someone really trying to choke you out, and you trying to find a defense to whether you know, are you going to tap or are you going to try to figure out a way to get out of the choke.
Huh. We're on the line with Landon Cohen, Bills defensive tackle, just signed to the roster about 3 weeks ago, and already he's made an impact in a couple of games. The other thing you talked about during your offseason while you waited for the call was your business, a valet parking business at your home in South Carolina. Is that right?
Yeah. I have a valet parking company. We started actually in high school. Just kids and parents were like, oh, we're having a Christmas party. You guys want to do valet? And me and two of my buddies came up with the idea to just start it and go legit and grab some insurance and start grabbing contracts with restaurants back home and some contracts with the city. So it's a really good business. And, you know, I do private events, restaurants, hotels, hospitals, all kind of things.
Now, do you actually park the cars, Landon?
I do. So from time to time, I do park the cars. When I first started, I would park. I probably went 3-4 months straight every single day parking cars just so I knew the business inside and out. Anything that could possibly happen, I would know it. And then, you know, I'm out there sometimes on the weekends with my drivers. I got young guys, college students. Sometimes they like to lay out of work, so I have to cover for them.
Yeah. Everybody who parks a car with a valet, of course, knows the scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off when the valet guys
right.
Does that actually happen? Does that ever happen, Landon? Can you tell us any secrets?
No, not in
your business.
Not in our company. I've tried to create a culture there where guys understand that you know, you take care of people's things like it was your own, and you wouldn't want someone to take your car and enjoy riding and things like that. So, but that, you know, when you have a good management team around you, you kind of keep that stuff minimize that the problems with valet.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a lot of problems with other companies that are just, they blow my mind. But that's because once you get to a certain point, kind of get hands off with it, and then that's when the things start happening.
Yeah. We're on the line with Landon Cohen, Bills defensive tackle, number 76. Landon, you grew up in Spartanburg, South Carolina. How did you make your way to Ohio University up in the Mid-American Conference?
A guy who recruited a coach by the name of Everett Sands recruited my brother down at the Citadel. He left the Citadel and went to Ohio University and kind of just kept me in mind. And the rest was history. I sent him a tape. And he was like, kind of keep it a secret, but we want you to come to Ohio. So they were like my only Division I offer at the time, and I ended up committing there.
You must have had some encounters with the University of Buffalo Bulls during your years at Ohio.
Oh, yeah, a lot of good battles. They had some really, really good players out there. I saw a guy playing the other night for San Diego.
Yeah.
Oliver guy.
Yeah, Bo Oliver, absolutely, yeah.
I was like, man, this guy's tough. Of course, they got – when I was there, it was Trevor,
yep.
Scott, and Starks.
Yep, James Starks, yeah.
And Drew Willey was a quarterback. I think he's playing over in Canada.
He's in,
now,
yeah.
So.
It seems to me – just maybe I'm wrong about this. It seems to me sometimes the guys from the MAC look out for each other a little bit in the NFL. You know who each other is, maybe a little bit more than some of the other conferences out there.
Oh, absolutely. When you see a MAC guy – on another team, it's, you know, you always go up to them and, you know, pat them on the back, MAC conference, you know. Just give them that good, that shout out, that love. And it's always fun to play against them, too. I've played against some old linemen. Played against, I think, Greco
uh-huh.
a couple times. So it's always fun to do battle again. And then he played center last year. Well, actually guard at Washington. He's starting center now. Steinberger or something like that.
Okay.
But we did battle together. He played at Bowling Green. We did battle together a bunch, 4 years of it. So it was fun to get back out there and play against him again.
Landon, let me ask you about working into the National Football. Are you thinking of Brian Schwenke? Is that no, who am I thinking of Washington? Oh, Lichtensteiger.
Lichtensteiger.
Yeah,
Lichtensteiger.
Hey, you go to Detroit, seventh round, and you actually played as a rookie. Things must have started out pretty well for you when you got into the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you're young, you kind of, especially being a seventh-round pick, you have a huge chip on your shoulder. It's a really, really strong guy, high motor, weight room. And what I enjoyed about the game was back then was actually physically imposing my will on another man. As you get older, you can't. These guys are getting younger. They're getting stronger. You can't do that anymore. So you have to figure out different ways to stay around.
Tell me about this brief stint you had with the Patriots at the end of the 2010 season. You played a couple of games. I think you played against the Bills, right, in one of those games?
Yeah, I did. I think I started that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it was fun, you know, playing for Bill Belichick and Pepper Johnson, who's now my coach here, just getting out there and just kind of letting you do your thing.
Do you think Pepper had something to do with you at least being on the Bills' radar screen?
I don't know. I think that's, you know, in the scouting department and personnel department, I think Coach Pep does a good job with just getting the best out of the guys that he gets. I don't think he goes out and says, hey, I want this guy.
Right.
You know.
Hey, Landon, you've been here, as we said. You signed July 21st, so you're 3 weeks in. You got to feel like you've made a pretty good impression in your first 3 weeks, your first two preseason games with this Buffalo Bills team.
Yeah, I guess I'm one of those guys. I never get too high. I never get too low. I only think that I've been doing exactly what I'm supposed to do as a defensive tackle in the NFL. You're supposed to make tackles. You're supposed to be accountable to your teammates. So it's not like it's anything extraordinary.
You're playing on a unit, a defensive line unit, that sent three guys to the Pro Bowl last year. There's a lot of talent in that defensive line meeting room, isn't there?
I'm telling you, man, just watching the film sometimes and watching those guys. Now, they do some unbelievable things that, you know, you can't believe a guy that big, you know, can move that way. Or
who are you thinking of, Marcel? Marcel Darius mostly? Or?
Marcel, oh, of course. Yeah. Marcel, this guy is like, when I first saw him move, I was like, geez Louise, you know. But, and you know, Kyle's a big fast man too, you know, and Mario's also a big, like a, you know, a 290-pound defensive end that can run like the wind. And then you got Jerry over there who's smaller, but he's just like a fire plug. So,
hey, Landon, last question: what do you think of this trip to Pittsburgh coming up and the joint practices with the Steelers this week?
It's gonna be fun. We got I think we play them at the end of the week, so.
Yep.
We'll be looking forward to, playing like three games, you know, in 1 week.
It'll be fun to watch, Landon. We thank you for making time for us tonight, and we'll see you down there in Rochester tomorrow morning. Thanks.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. Landon Cohen, number 76 for the Buffalo Bills. Interesting story. He was just waiting and knew he'd get the call, and he did. Signed by the Bills July 21st and played in a couple of preseason games. And let's face it, he's made his mark in a couple of preseason games already. Landon Cohen, number 76 on the Bills roster.